Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I'm the floor
Laura.
supervisor. How can I help you?
I've got unauthorized charges on my card that I just saw. I've got a $59.95, and she said a $6.90 or something, $6 and something. I didn't even catch that one.
Okay, so you want to process fraud on the account?
Absolutely.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, Whitaker, Whittaker.
Okay, and what is the shipping address, please?
1719 Highway 601 South, Moxville, North Carolina, 27028.
Okay, thank you so much. And I found a Barry Whitaker 995 at gmail.com.
Correct.
And telephone number 336-940-7426.
You're good.
Okay. I just want to make sure I have the right account. So it shows me here a trial offer. So the trial offer is where you pay $6.95 for shipping and handling, and you receive 14 days of trial for a fitness watch. So yep. It's a smart health watch is what it is. And then
I wear a Rolex. I don't need no $6.95 watch.
I understand. So I'm just telling you what's on the account, okay? I have to provide this information. So the person who placed the order signed up for a trial and did not cancel. So you were billed for the watch, and it's $59.95. Now, we can process a fraud for you. What I do is I take the IP address that we have on file, since it was an online order, and all I do is provide that information to the local authorities. They'll verify the device for me and the location from where the order took place. So I'll be able to process charges on the person who placed the order. And since you're the cardholder, I do have to advise you, if it comes back to a spouse or anyone in the home, we do press charges because you're saying you did not give permission for that.
I'm a single man, so absolutely. You press charges against whoever it is, and I'll be in court to witness it, because I'm so tired of this bull crap of people being able to get your account and steal money from you.
All right, yes, sir. I'll process the fraud for you.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It takes 3 to 5 business days for the process. So as soon as we find out who the owner of the device is, we'll be sending you an email confirmation. If it doesn't come back to your own personal device, you'll receive the email about the refund.
If what doesn't come from my own personal device?
The order.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, I can care less if they're trying to say it came from my device. They're full of shit. I want a credit. I want my money back now, though. That's the main thing.
It takes 3 to 5 business days for that process, sir.
No, I don't think so. This has happened before, and before I could even get to my online account, the money was back in my account then. It can happen right now.
Even if I simply process a refund on the account, which I'm not able to do, it takes 3 to 5 business days for a refund.
Well, would you please just process a refund then? I'm telling you right now, I didn't do it. I'm not going to pay anything. I'm not going to be here and be scammed by anybody. So just process a refund, and I'll let it go at that. Otherwise,
I'm going to process the fraud, sir. It'll take 3 to 5 business days, and you'll receive your email verification.
Okay. Whatever.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Goodbye.
You too.